Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Friday. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Recognition Friday. As we're going through a variety of situations on Fridays, we're focusing on gratitude. This is Amanda Davis in Southern California. I've got my co-host, Claudia Field, on the line, and Debbie Brawley will be joining us shortly. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about a couple of things and have some people, you know, join us and share some of their thoughts. And I don't know what everybody's doing, you know, during their, you know, downtime that we have right now, but I've been listening to a variety of podcasts and working on staying positive and focusing on the good things that are happening all around us. And one of the podcasts that I listened to yesterday was talking about the things that are 100% in our control and the things that are not 100% in our control. And one of the things that's on the list of things that we can control are our actions, our choices, and our attitude. And so, you know, I think choices and attitude go along with, you know, what we choose to think about, what we choose to read about, our attitude towards them. And so I chose happiness because we have a choice to be happy or not. And so I've got a couple of quotes that I want to read that I like and I hope you'll enjoy, to keep everybody a little bit uplifted while we're waiting for the big green light to go forward with taking orders for our Beamers. So this one is a quote from Marcus Aurelius, and it's, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature." I thought that one sounded rather grandiose and a bit verbose, but I loved it nonetheless. And then I love this one too. It's, "Happiness is not a matter of intensity, but of balance, order, rhythm, and harmony." And so right now I think that one was pretty good. And then I've got one more that I wanted to read by the Dalai Lama. "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." And I think it's very important right now for us to have compassion for ourselves and for others during these trying times. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to Claudia for her opening comments today.
Amanda, thank you so much for that. And hello, Beamer Nation. We're so happy that you took the time to join us today. And, you know, I think that's the best advice we can, you know, kind of give ourselves, because obviously there's always uncertainty in life. We have a lot of different things going on. I found this quote that I like called, "We start by setting the course, we succeed by staying the course." And so part of that is, while we're waiting to push go and be ready to go with our Beamer Go set, you do want to stay plugged into your community. So Blog Talk Radio is a great way to do that. The e-learning training, some of the new things in our back office, like our brand new FAQs. Looking at your weekly newsletters and your RD newsletters, we had over 2,300 guests and distributors on our amazing Super Saturday turnout last weekend, which is unbelievable. And we have the ability to listen back to that in sections 1 and 2, which was in our national newsletter, as well as the letter from your RDs. For Canada, you guys now have the I Decide presentation in French, which is great. I guess if we want to learn another language right now, Amanda, maybe we can watch that and learn it in French. So there's lots of ways to stay plugged in. There's a great bit of new testimonials on the equine landing page. So with our horse set, which is available and readily available. So just make sure that you're staying plugged in. You're keeping your mind focused on positivity and just, you know, finding things every day that you can find joy in, just simple things. And I know it's easy in times like these to kind of, you know, just give up because we feel like we don't have a lot of control. But the one thing that you can control is your mind and also the information that you're allowing to come into your space. So I just say stay focused on what feels right to you, because if we just continually resonate in one frequency, let's say fear, it's not going to be very helpful to us. So we really need to stay in that positive frequency. And so I like to think about the Beamer signal, our plus signal, and that's where I want to hang out with those guys. So with that, we have two very special guests today, and I'm going to open up the lines for our first speaker. She and her partner are amazing organizational managers out of Arizona, and we have Leslie Fox on the line today. And good morning, Leslie. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Amanda and Claudia and Beamer Nation. It feels awesome to be back on Blog Talk.
I know. For those of you who are new to Beamer, you don't know that Leslie used to be one of the co-hosts on Tuesdays, right? Testimonial Tuesday.
Yes, and I guess you could say I retired or stepped aside. I spent 2 years on the Testimonial Tuesday so that, you know, other people can have the opportunity. But I always love to get on Blog Talks as a guest and to get reengaged with the Beamer Nation. And so thank you, too, for continuing the Fridays along this vein of gratitude and blessings and, you know, just everything that we all do have to be grateful for. I think it's an awesome format. And so for me, I don't know if many of you have had this, but when the first sort of a month ago, I had a lot of anxiety going on inside of me when the shutdown came. And, you know, it's just, and it hit me sort of out of the blue. I didn't really expect it. And I have a lot of tools and skill sets that I use on an ongoing basis and for 30 something years to teach. And even I couldn't get through some of the anxiety. And looking back, I'm over that hump now, but looking back, I just truly believe that I had to be recalibrated for this new adventure we're all going to go on, because it's not going to be the same, right? And I guess we can, and not just with Beamer, but with our entire lives. So what one of the things that helped me was to go back, and we just passed our 4-year mark in Beamer, and to begin to relive the moment of the people who looked at me and their lives were changed. All the lives that we as a community have touched and changed by sharing Beamer, and mine included. And so I tell you what we've been doing with our time is having a lot of FaceTime chats and coffee morning chat on Zoom individually with our team and just getting to know them in a whole new level. And I'm very grateful for having the time to connect with people in a brand new way. I mean, normally it was text and, yeah, we'll get together, we'll see you, blah, 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 and rushing and everything else. And I knew my life was kind of going on a treadmill. I didn't quite know how to stop it because, you know, that's just what we're all asked to do now is to stop. But I am very grateful for being able to reconnect with a lot of my old friends and spending good quality time finding out what's really going on in their life, and then with a lot of our distributors and, you know, heck, having a coffee morning chat even for 2 hours. I mean, just really getting to know people on not just, hey, you're on the Beamer team, but who they are and what their life goals are and their values are. And that to me is completely fulfilling. And I'm a people person, so when I can't get out there in the world and be with somebody, that has certainly opened my eyes up to all the things that I could have been doing before. Just taking an evening and having dinner with somebody on the other side of the country on FaceTime. So what I'd love to do, and there's so many things to be grateful for, but I have a little thing to share with people, and it's a breath that will only take 3 minutes. But if you're on the phone and would like to participate, it will truly help you shut the mind chatter down. And that's what I had to really get a hold of, is like Claudia said, it's our thoughts. But sometimes our thoughts get caught in a loop, and we keep reading the news, which I'm grateful I don't have any cable television and stuff to read, to listen, to come into the house all the time on. And if you'd like to participate, it's only going to take a few minutes. Here's what I'm going to do. It's just one breath, okay? So if you're in a comfortable position, I'm going to walk you through how to do the one breath. But here's the key with the breath. On your final exhale is to pause and be still and just to notice all the life around you, all the vibrations, everything, just to notice. And then I'm going to also ask you after our breath to notice what changed in your mind. So find a comfortable spot. If you'd like to, place your left hand over your heart, wherever it feels comfortable. Place your right hand just below your abdomen. And just note do for a minute. And now we're going to do something called the reset breath. And what we do is we blow out through our mouth. We exhale through our mouth. We inhale slowly and fully, gently, through our nose, and then exhale out through our mouth again. And that second exhale is when you just gently let it all go out, and you follow that breath deep inside of you, and you just pause. So collectively, let's all create a little bit of stillness. And that's an exhale through the mouth, an inhale through the nose, and an exhale through the mouth again. And I'll guide you. I'm not going to really guide you through it. I'm just going to go, when we're ready, I'm just going to say exhale, and we can all do it collectively. Okay? So gently, here we go. Exhale through your mouth. When you're ready, inhale through your nose. And slow and gentle, exhale through your mouth again, noticing, dropping a little deeper into stillness, and just breathe normally, but just stay quiet and notice. And notice what may have happened in your head. Perhaps some of the chatter calmed down. That's the reset breath. And then just notice what's going on in your environment. And just be still. And notice what's happening right up under your skin. Maybe you feel some tingling and some warmth. This breath will be able to bring you back into the present moment very gently. And it's designed to be done once. It's not over and over, because it's about resetting your thoughts and bringing yourself back to the present moment. So luckily this is recorded. If anybody wants to come back to that and do this, it's like when your head goes into this big mind chatter thing, or you read something that brings a moment of fear into your body that we're all probably experiencing. Just reset breath, exhale through the mouth, inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, can assist you in stopping the mind chatter. The more you do it, the easier it gets. One breath can change everything. So that's what I'm grateful for today. And
well, we're
grateful to
you. That was nice. That was lovely.
Did anybody notice anything?
I mean, I do a lot of breath work, and so you know, when you start to go into like anxiety and fear, you know, there's a way to kind of count from 1 to 10, but with your breath, focusing, going up and down and up and down to take your mind off those other racing thoughts. So I love the idea of using this for stillness and for grounding. And it makes me think about some of the things that Dr. Burka would share with us, like when we're on the Beamer, let's not have the phone, let's not have the TV and other information going in our body. Let's just lie down and let's just breathe and let's just receive the information through that frequency into our body, at least for 8 minutes. And then if you need to do your programs and other things and have to do other things, so be it, but just those moments of stillness and awareness. So I loved it. Amanda, you want to share anything?
I agree. Yeah, I agree completely. That's one of the things that I always do when I'm setting someone up for a demo with Beamer. I ask them, you know, how often, you know, do you take time out of your day just to be with yourself and not looking at a screen in some fashion, whether a phone or a computer or anything like that? And often I will hear people say, I'm too busy to do anything like that. And so what I noticed, you know, my
perfect. Well, thank you, Leslie, for being on, and give our love to Lisa, and we'll be seeing you maybe virtually soon.
Yes, that would be awesome. And Heather, take it away.
All right,
yes,
awesome. Yes. Hey, Amanda, you're breaking up, so can you maybe just move to a different point? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but before Heather comes on, can you try and move to a different point in your house, because it's breaking up a bit?
Is this better now?
A little bit. It's still, but we'll just go for it and have you introduce our other special guest.
Okay. Apologize, you guys. I've got full bars, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I'm super excited to introduce Healing Forest. We're going to open her line. I met Heather at our manager's meeting in April last year. So it's been about a year. Incredible energy. She's driven, and she's, you know, very, very focused on making a difference in the lives of others and building her business. And she is one of the top salespeople, personal salespeople in the company. So with that, I'm going to open it up to Heather. Heather, are you on?
I am. Thank you so much, Amanda. And Claudia, both of y'all do such an amazing job. Every Friday, no matter what's going on in your lives, you come on and you encourage the rest of us and you just give a great show. And I want to do a shout out. I'm so grateful for everyone who does Blog Talk. It takes away a huge part of your day, and you have such an incredible impact on the rest of us. And I know you hear it every now and then, but you have no idea how much everyone gets out of your shows. So we appreciate that for sure. Well, thank you. I'm honored to be on this incredible Good Friday. I am in sunny, maybe a little chilly, Atlanta. We're going from 70s to 50s and then back to 70s. So it's been beautiful weather. But I will tell y'all, just like most people in Beamer, when I heard that we had no Beebody, I kind of had to breathe deep. But I will tell you, it was only probably a few minutes until I was told that, okay, the bee body is going to come back, then I could start breathing a little bit. And the bee pad is similar, has a similar effect as the bee body. So with those two pieces of information, I could start breathing again and pulling in the positive and moving forward. And I feel so blessed to be part of such an incredible company with amazing leaders. And I think those who really know who's leading the company felt a little bit more at ease, because we do have, just incredible leaders, and we just got to have faith in, our leaders. And I feel like as managers, the managers who freaked out had distributors who freaked out, and the managers who kept their distributors calm and just kept them focused and positive, I think that their distributors just followed in line. And I think as a company, we've done a great job with this news. And then, we've got the coronavirus on top of it. But, y'all, we have exactly what most of the world wants, and that is a wellness device that boosts your immune system and an online business. And actually, one of my New Year's resolutions was to learn Zoom. So I feel I'm grateful that that was one of my New Year's resolutions, because I had a couple months head start. I started doing Zoom meetings with my team and webinars and so forth. So I think as a business, we're lucky like that. But in this time, I've done a couple things. First of all, I reached out to my customers, and I've done a usage webinar each week. And, if I had four customers on it, or if I had, six customers on it, I was reaching out to those customers. And I just, my point, the purpose was just to make sure they knew what they had in their home. And I went through the basics. It took about, 45 minutes. And I brought them through everything and played them a couple videos and just brought them up to speed. And I've got two hot leads right now from my customers. One was her aunt and one was a friend of one. But yeah, my real purpose was just to make sure that they're using it correctly and consistently. So that was one of my big focuses. And I did a daily accountability group. I've done two groups so far. And, it's basically, a couple close friends, and we get on a Zoom every morning, 9:15 to 9:30, and one was 9 to 9:15. And in order to get on in the group, I just said there's only two requirements. You need to log your food, and you need to get on the Zoom and come up with two goals. And so, the goals could be anything. One girl was to meditate 10 minutes every day. Another one of my friends was, okay, I'm going to clean one closet or one part of my house each day. But the purpose was just to come out, when we do come out of this, to not look back and have any regrets, and to hold ourselves accountable, and to have a little group to, confide in. And so that's been really fun. I've really enjoyed that. And then, each day, I give a little tip, and I've got this week, so I'll give you a couple little tips. Now, I will go ahead and tell you, we're middle-aged women, so a lot of what we think about is our food and health and bodies and so forth. So most of it is geared towards, health and fitness and wellness. But one tip is a craving only lasts 90 seconds. So if you can occupy yourself for that 90 seconds. Another one was exercising willpower. Anytime you actually pass the cabinet or the pantry or close the fridge and you have willpower, it just builds it. You're getting stronger and stronger. So just exercising that willpower. Another one was if you smile, you lose 5 pounds to the outside world. So, and I really believe that, when I'm getting ready to go out, whatever I used to go out and I wasn't feeling great, I knew I had to be extra sweet and smile extra to rid of that 5 pounds. Couple more. If you want to create action, you need to take action. Everything in moderation. So we just gave tips each day, and we all shared, and it's really cool because one of the groups, I've got a best friend from high school, two from college, and then two girls that didn't know the rest of the group. And it's just so neat watching the relationships develop and so forth. But anyway, I'm extremely, I hate what's going on in the outside world, but there's parts of it that I love slowing down. And I've got, the kids home from college, and well, I've got a senior and then two in college, just grilling out and spending QT. And I just don't want to look back on this time and have, any regrets. I want to be proud about how I spent my time. So far, so good. And I'll tell you real quick, I'm very, very grateful. I lived my dream job. I was in the tennis business for 20 years, and I loved what I did. And, I used to get high fives, like, thanks for fixing my forehand, Heather, or thanks for a great cardio tennis class. But it pales in comparison to what I'm doing now. I mean, I get bear hugs and tears and, thanks for changing my quality of life or helping my neck. And it's such an amazing feeling. And I've told people this. I knew, the day I got my Beamer because I had done a lot of research, but I knew this was my calling and this is what I will do until I take my last breath. I do have a goal, 10, maybe 12 years from now to have a charity to give my proceeds to. So I got to kick butt in the next 10 years, but I will be Sharon Beamer, and I bleed orange. So no matter the peaks, the valleys of what we're going through, I'm in it for the long haul. Absolutely.
Oh.
So.
You know what? I love that. And then, knowing you the way that I do, that is going to be a very well-funded charity, Ms. Heather, because I know you. I know your tenacity and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm super glad that you called in, today to share, share your thoughts. And those were absolutely fantastic tips, and I hope everybody was writing that down. And I want to invite callers to push 1 on their phones. And if you've got something uplifting that you'd like to share with us, something you're grateful for with regard to your Beamer, we would love, love, love to hear from you. And, Heather, thank you again for being on the call today, my dear.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I thank a couple people?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I want to thank Craig Brotman. That's who invited me, introduced the Beamer to me. He's not involved in the business, but I think about him a lot. I'm just very thankful for him. George and Chris Veronis, of course, and Alexander. He's my boss, and he keeps me in line. He's kept Beamer fun for me. We just have this bond. We're both competitive and athletic, and George too, so he just keeps it real. Love being on his team for sure. And then Peg Casey was my first true accountability partner with Beamer, and to this day, every Monday at 8 o'clock, we're talking to each other. What are you doing this week? We've done the 12-week year together, and Belinda Foster and Danielle Ramber, the three of us are literally, we have gotten each other through this. We talk 24/7, good, bad, ugly, pretty. We can do this positive. Same with Susan Wickman and Lisa Diamond and Amanda and you and Claudia and Gerald. Carolyn. So anyway, I'm just so blessed to I've had this sense of family and friendship through Beamer that's just priceless. And thank you for letting me do that.
Thank you, and ditto, Heather. Ditto, ditto, ditto. 10 times over.
Yeah, we love you, Heather. Thank you so much. That was great. And seriousness mixed with humor, and just remembering, we'll get through this, and we don't have to always say, hey, we're doing our part. We feel good about it. It's okay not to feel so great about what's going on because we've been turned upside down. So I think that was so honest, and I think it's great because you have different emotions each day, and it's really, up to you to honor yourself and process those. So thank you, Heather. And then we do actually, Amanda, we have one caller, so we'll open up the line for area code 910-910. Good morning. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, you all. This is Jane McLaren from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. You all are always very inspiring, Amanda, Claudia, and the people you bring on. And you're making me think of something I did the other day during these times. By the way, it doesn't take a lot for me to see that a lot of good things are going to come out of this, not only for Beamer, I think maybe for the whole world. We're seeing so many people helping others. It always, these crises always bring the best out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there will be some very positive changes coming around in how we treat one another. So the other day I did a little exercise. I was thinking, I was exercising gratitude, which I do all the time, especially, though, for all my good friends. And so I took out my journal, and I wrote down, what is it I love about Mary? What, you know, I took each name, and I wrote expressly what it was of their essence that made me love them so and be so grateful for their friendship. I'll just give you an example. Vicky, my friend in California, who's a horse professional. I love her heart and soul and her mind. So generous, great, beyond the normal horsewoman. Another horsewoman who I love in St. Louis, Missouri. I love her smile. It could light up a city. Great horsewoman. Horses perform at their best with Anne's exuberant enthusiasm and joy. And so I just listed each friend and made a sentence or two of what I love most about them. Group leaders could do this with some of their down the line, IBDs. Mm-hmm. It made me feel really happy. And then I looked at my new friends, one of which I'm happy to share is going to be a new person with me, again, out in California. And I wrote down what seems so very special about her and how excited I am to have her on my team. So it worked for me, and maybe it'll make somebody else happy.
I love
that. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, good. Well,
I'm going to do that.
It's fun. It puts a big smile on your face, I'll tell you that. And it opens
yeah,
your heart.
It really
course,
does.
You know?
Oh,
yeah. It does. I love that. You've given
us some good
ideas for how to entertain ourselves and, you know, uplift ourselves this weekend.
especially since we can't be in physical presence, you know.
Well, I could give you something else to uplift anybody out there that
please
likes
yeah.
horses. It's a movie. It was a Disney movie in 1960. It's on YouTube. It's The Horse with the Flying Tail.
The Horse with the Flying Tail.
My niece is a horse professional. My niece, by the way, we're both older. She's only 9 years younger than me. But she posted it on her Facebook page. I saw it this morning, and I thought, oh, it's about a jumper, international jumper, huh? I'll watch that. And then I thought, oh, God, so many of these animal movies are tearjerkers, which I really didn't want to watch, right? Well, I want to tell you, I was smiling through this whole movie. It's like 40-some-odd minutes. Here I was at 9:30 a.m. watching this movie with this big smile on my face. It's really quite a story. It's a beautiful, beautiful, fun, exciting story. So that made me happy.
And I noticed, I pulled it up when you gave it to me, and it is available on YouTube, 47 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's free. It's about the horse Nautical. Nautical. Ended up being his name, and it's a true story, and the horse that actually did what he did plays himself in the movie.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's on my list now. Thank
you. Okay, guys, stay happy. We'll get through this. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for what you did.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, Claudia, I don't think we have any other callers today. I love everything I don't see anybody else. So I guess with that, it's a pretty short call today. But I'll close with some of my gratitudes, and then I'll let you close, and then we'll wish everybody a great, happy Easter weekend.
you know, grateful for you, Claudia, for so many reasons I don't have time to list. But, you know, as it pertains to Beamer, you're the person who introduced me to this technology, and for that I will be eternally grateful. I'm grateful to my family. I am grateful for my health. I'm grateful for a roof over my head and all the many things that that I have in my life I won't list. But anyway, I'm a very hopeful, optimistic person, and I'm doing my best to stay that way. So I'm going to toss it over to you, my dear.
Well, thank you, honey. That was beautiful. And I'm grateful that we met all those years ago, almost 9 years ago, in that living room in another company. And, you know, who knew beyond business, most importantly, the friendship that we would create. I'm so grateful that we've all gone on this Beamer journey, not just because of how Beamer has transformed our lives from a health perspective or financial, but just the relationships, the community, the people that we have in our lives that we have beautiful divine friendships with that go way beyond what we do on a daily basis in business. That to me is a great gift for Peter Gline for bringing Beamer into the world, and also for his unending commitment to continue to, you know, fight for us in the U.S. and for this exciting new turn of going to class two and a bright future. You know, our corporate staff, Dr. Joshua Burka, Albert Bosch, our national directors, our regional directors, of course, our co-host Deb, Barbary Gasich, who we miss, who, you know, brought us on here years ago, Amanda, on this show. And yes, I mean, the simple things, you know, to have food in the fridge, to have a roof over the head, to have my three furry Beamerians here, my kitties who keep me sane every day, especially on the days I struggle, my, you know, partner in life, my father. So many things to list, and it really is a time to just take stock of all of those things that matter to you. And thank you for moving with us, Beamer community, as we have had to adjust this call, understandably, and we are excited about the next wave of what's coming for us. We are here for you. You'll be able to tune in Monday to grab your daily dose of motivation at 9 a.m., and we wish you a beautiful, blessed holiday weekend, whatever you're celebrating, whether it's Easter or Passover. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Take care, everyone. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market